This is the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, host of the Monday through Friday Good Day program. As you know, we try to help people as much as we can with all kinds of information about various aspects of your life and that you're curious about. Certainly, none of us are more interested in anything than our health and well-being. That's why we have this program for 2 hours every weekend. It's Easter and Passover weekend. Ken's here, ready to serve you at 888-553-7536 for the medical information, news of the week. As some of your email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com. You can follow us at facebook.com/goodday and Twitter at goodday. Dr. Ken is a trained medical scientist. He's been practicing cardiology at Lake Cardiology in Mondora, Florida. If you feel that you'd like to go to Ken after listening to him, I was talking about some of the results, the reviews of patients that he's visited with in the last hour. If you'd like to make a personal consult, you call 800-LAKE-CARDIO. 800-LAKE-CARDIO is the number to call, and you'll be treated well and with respect. Because that's what he's all about, and that's what you get when you call us here on the air at 888-553-7536. The only dumb question is the one that has not been asked. You're going to help a lot of people, as Ken is doing. We have a lot of news this week. We'll get to it as much as we can around your call, starting with Robert, who's here in South Carolina with a question for Dr. Ken.
Dr. Ken, I appreciate your time.
Sure. Hi, Robert.
All right, listen, before I ask my quick question, is it safe for me to take Cardiol if I'm on Lipitor, or could I order that, or is it not good to do that?
It wouldn't be good to do that because there is a statin-like product in the Cardiol. So if you're on Lipitor, I would just use the Lipitor to get your bad LDL less than 70 if you have any coronary disease.
Yes, sir. My problem is, Dr. Ken, I don't know, I'm going to make a schedule with a neurologist. I'm having problems with my sleeping, and I don't know if it's medicated, problem or not, but what's happening is I'm dreaming every night. Throughout the day I feel pretty good, but at nighttime I'm dreaming almost every night, sometimes two or three times a night. And I didn't know whether I'd have a sleep study done or not, but when I get up in the mornings, I really don't feel good at all until I get in.
Keep going.
Until I get into the day, and then I feel a little bit better. But I never used to dream hardly at all, but I know it sounds crazy, but I'm dreaming like every night, sometimes two or three times a night. I didn't know what triggers that in your brain to have that kind of thing happening.
Let me try to help you. Tell me a little bit about the diagnoses of the heart that you have. You have some valvular issues?
I had a heart valve replacement, a mechanical valve heart, and then I had a tear down there in my stomach, the aortic, where they had to repair it. It's in my stomach.
You had an aneurysm in the chest?
Aneurysm, aortic aneurysm.
Okay, in
this
the chest
back
or
in,
the chest or in the abdomen?
In the abdomen.
Okay, and which valve did you have replaced, the aortic valve?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and how are your coronaries, the circulation to the heart?
So far, so good. I have a cardiologist. He's checking me out next week.
You probably had a heart catheterization before they did your valve replacement, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Were the coronaries normal?
Yes, it seems like they are because he had me checked out about 6 months ago. He's checking me out again this week coming up.
I think that's a good idea, Robert, because excessive dreaming and feeling very tired in a guy with risk factors for coronary disease, sometimes this can just be normal. You know, you're having a very colorful life, if you will. You know, you may be having some excessive stress in the life. There may be some issues that you're trying to resolve while you're sleeping. You know, these are common reasons why we excessively dream and may be waking up not fully refreshed. But there are some concerns of other physical illness that can go along with what you're describing. Obviously, sleep apnea is so common. 25% of adult men, 10% of adult women have it, where you actually stop breathing while you're sleeping. It occurs more commonly in people who have big necks, who are obese, who snore, but it's not isolated. If your partner tells you that you're snoring a lot and has observed that you stop breathing and you awaken gulping for air. That certainly is very concerning for sleep apnea. You should see the local lung specialist. It's usually a lung specialist who specializes in this and get a sleep study. There are other reasons why you could be awakening unrefreshed, having excessive dreaming, sleeping issues that a sleep study could sort out. Robert, and you, I would make sure the circulation to the heart's adequate, and I would do a sleep study.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
Take care.
Thanks for your call. 888-553-7536, the Dr. Ken Weekly e-newsletter. You can go to drkenshow.com or Good Day. There's different ways of finding Dr. Ken's picture. You click onto that, and you'll find this when you sign up for it. It's a very good source of easy-to-understand, evidence-based information. Every week, it is a different focus. This week, again, Ken, the focus is
the latest news related to mental and emotional health. And if I can tie some illnesses about the heart and mental and emotional health we just talked about into the latest news this week in the medical journals, this is out of Brain Behavior and Immunity, Doug, that witnessing, experiencing traumatic events worsen heart disease. And fascinating study, large amounts of lifetime exposure to traumatic stress, even when it does not result in post-traumatic stress disorder, this is what's key, actually boosts inflammation levels in heart disease patients. So heart disease patients with higher levels of inflammation obviously will tend to fare worse. Inflammation for heart patients in the circulation leads to plaquing, which leads to heart attack. So if you're experiencing a lot of traumatic stress in your life and you don't have horrible post-traumatic stress disorder, realize this still can have some ill effects. So make sure that you have a boring life if you're having too much traumatic stress.
888 sounds like good advice, though, doesn't it? That makes good sense. 888-553-7536. Johan in Maryland. Let's hear from you, sir, with Dr. Ken.
Yes, sir. Really enjoying the program. I try to listen every week and always get good information from Dr. Ken.
Well, thank you.
And my question is, I'm diabetic, and my energy level is really lacking, and I'm having trouble even getting out of bed. Now, it has kind of turned within the past week or so, and but I really was having a lot of problems with the lack of energy and weight gain.
Johan, let me just stop you there and we'll go on. You're describing what doctors call decreased exercise tolerance and fatigue. And, you know, in a diabetic at your age, I want to make sure that this is not what's called an angina equivalent, masquerading as a circulation issue to your heart, but it could be due to a lot of things. Your blood pressure could be too low. Your heart rate could be too low. Your blood sugar could be too low. Your thyroid level could be too low. You could have anemia. A lot of reasons. Potassium could be low. A lot of reasons why this can occur. You could even have sleep apnea and not getting enough good sleep. But my biggest concern in somebody who's diabetic in their 60s is to make sure if they're having a sudden change in their ability to do activities, that this circulation is working okay. You know, the pump has enough fuel going to it. You can't work a motor without oil.
That's correct. And I've been getting the test. The last time I was at my family physician, I explained just what I was dealing with, and he ordered a thyroid test.
Good.
And one other type test there on, you know, I had a panel done and everything was fine there, and the thyroid checked out fine. In fact, I wasn't even contacted by the office, and I stopped at the lab to get a copy.
So we still don't have a cause for your decreasing exercise tolerance, do we?
No, I don't have any pain in the legs or anything like that, but I have gained a lot of weight, I'll tell you.
Okay,
I'm up to over 300 pounds.
Well, boom. That definitely can do it. You know, I want you to see a dietitian if your thyroid level's okay. But the other thing is, you know, hopefully it's nothing more than deconditioning, you know, what doctors politely say is out of shape. We call it deconditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that's all it is, but at your age with diabetes, I wouldn't assume that until I want you to get a stress test or a CTA of the coronaries. If you haven't had your coronaries looked at, in a year or two, it's time to do that with your risk profile.
Well, I'm going in to see the cardiologist the 24th of April, and I'm going to request that stress.
I'm sure they'll run you at least on the treadmill.
Yes. And, Doctor, I really thank you for your help. You just really help everybody out here.
Thank you
for
your call.
Kind words.
Good luck to you, sir. 888-553-7536. Eva, listening in Grand Rapids, what can we do for you, ma'am?
What I have is a question about my daughter. She has a retinal tear and a retinal hemorrhage, and it's been 6 weeks since she had the laser surgery. And she works in a lab, and she's anxious to get back to work, but she obviously cannot work because she uses her eyes. And there is a distortion in that left eye that she cannot see well. Is this something that's going to go on indefinitely, or does it ever clear up? It was the retinal hemorrhage. The tear has been repaired.
Sure, Eva. You know, you're asking me a bit of a crystal ball question, but often I've seen some dramatic improvements and dramatic recoveries from these sorts of things. And it sounds to me like she had the usual treatment, laser surgery, sometimes freezing is done for these retinal detachments. But what I hope she is being followed up by is, you know, eye doctors, the ophthalmologists, they are so specialized these days, and you want a retina specialist, not just an eye doctor. You want an eye doctor who specializes in this problem. They're called retina specialists. Make sure your daughter is being followed by a retina specialist. They're wonderful physicians, and they can help her get through this. And I don't see why they can't get a good solution.
Well, thank you. She is seeing a retinal specialist.
And just have her ask the retina specialist the exact question that you're asking me. And if you, because they're looking right there into the eye and can see exactly what's going on. And if you don't get a clear, good answer, you may want to get a second opinion.
All right, there you go, ma'am. Thank you for taking good care of your daughter. Eva, 888-553-7536. I've decided, I've made an executive decision, Dr. Ken, to ask a medical quiz question. You know how Monday through Friday we have the 2020 news quiz questions? Here is the question. As you are a cardiologist, you'll know the answer to this. Let's find out how well the audience studies some of the things that are important about them. Did you know how your heart, how often your heart, or I guess maybe multiplying it, I'm going to do a little multiplication here. What's the average number of beats for the human heart over a normal lifetime, rounded off to the nearest billionth? 888-553-7536. All right, we have a swell prize for the person who can tell us, as an average human being, your heart will beat how many times in your life? It is amazing. The secondary part of that is how much blood do you pump. 888-553-7536. Men, do you know that your testosterone starts declining at age 30, keeps falling every year? Losing testosterone can lead to stress, mood swings, a negative outlook on life, not to mention decreased sexual desire. That's why T-Gen was created to naturally help boost testosterone levels. T-Gen contains an ingredient proven to significantly increase healthy testosterone levels. Call 800-909-7574 for a risk-free supply of T-Gen. 800-909-7574.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply. A $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Continuing our quest to help you out at 888-553-7536. Important information available every week in all kinds of ways. An email came in from, who is this lady? I'm looking for a name. Rhonda wants to know.
Rhonda
wants to know about folic acid. She says that she saw something in a Reuters report. This is pretty interesting that people are that sophisticated. Reuters is one of the news agencies like Associated Press, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In the medical section, it says moms who take folic acid and iron have smarter children. Is that true? That's pretty good. Folic acid is moderately controversial, is it not? Now, you told me to take more folic acid, and I saw something recently about it, and I'm trying to remember. I meant to rip it out of the magazine I was reading, and I didn't ask you about it. So what's the story on folic acid, and are these two items that are minerals, right? They're both minerals. Would they likely make your children smarter if you give it to them? But folic acid is important for other reasons, though, isn't it?
This is a real study. It was actually funded by the National Institutes of Health. And they did discover in this, they went to rural Nepal and saw mothers who were given iron and folic acid supplements during pregnancy were smarter, more organized, and had better fine motor skills than children whose mothers did not get this. And what I think is going on, Doug, is that these are just ingredients that are just so important to the normal development of the brain. And it's just another reason, the lesson is, that women need to be as healthy as they possibly can, take the maternal vitamins, make sure they're not anemic, that their iron stores are adequate. And this is your nutrition, mom, is so important to the health of your future child. It's just so obvious. And, you know, there's an interesting study this week about women who are trying to conceive. And this is out of fertility and sterility, which goes along with the study you were just mentioning, that while exercise, Doug, has been linked to a lower risk of several diseases, such as diabetes, heart disease, and depression, we've been talking about all day today, its effect on fertility has been a little less clear until this brand new study. And among women trying to get pregnant, moderate exercise is tied to more success. However, with exception of overweight and obese women, women who exercise vigorously take a longer time to conceive. So you don't want to overdo it unless you're overweight and obese as you're trying to conceive. And if you're at ideal body weight, just moderate exercise is all you need.
Are there times in the year when women are likely to be more fertile, or it'll be easier for them to conceive?
Well, there's times of the month when there are.
Say that again, Ken.
There's definitely a time of the month when they're more fertile.
But not a time of the year.
No, they go through, it varies from woman to woman, but approximately a monthly cycle. And their eggs get ripe at mid-cycle for 1 to 3 days, and that's the magic moment, and that's what the time that they need to be fertilized. And it's amazing the timing involved, and you would think it would be a lot harder to get pregnant. Some people it is, some people it isn't.
It's not right.
But it's amazing how easily we produce kids.
How often men ride bicycles. That seems to affect whether they're
good
at...
That's not the best thing for a guy who's trying to...
No, I'm being facetious. If you ride a bike, you're not going to do your sperm any favors riding a bike, especially on a hot day. 888-553-7536. Okay, so we have a bit of medical trivia on the books at the moment, on the board, asking how often, well, you do the multiplication. I'm more interested in the total number. The average heart beats how many times in a lifetime? Here's Gene with a thought on that. Hi, Gene. Welcome to Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. So what do you think the number is?
How are you doing
today? We're all right, thanks. We're curious. How many times do you think your heart will beat over your lifetime?
I'm saying about 2.5 billion.
That is correct. Exactly on the number. Where did you get that?
Well, I started figuring it out, and then I went to Wikipedia, to be honest.
That's okay. That's great. Okay. So now here's the next part of this, and maybe you need some help, or maybe Ken helps you along with this a little bit. How much blood, how many gallons of blood is the course of a lifetime is pumped around your body
in
that two and a half billion? You have an idea?
No, I better ask Ken about that.
Hold on a second. Let me ask Bob about it first. Gene, hold on just a second. Bob, do you know how much blood, when you consider 2.5 billion times, the heart beating 2.5 billion times in its lifetime, how much blood in gallons would your heart pump?
I don't know that, but I come up with a little more than 2.5 billion. I 70 times a minute, times 60 minutes, and then 24 hours a day times 365 days times 77 years.
Yeah.
I come up with 2.8 billion beats,
right.
But I don't know how much blood is pumped.
All right, hold on just a second. Ken, you can do the math. Do you ever think about this when you're looking at these people who come to you for help with their heart? The amount, this is an amazing number. This little thing that weighs about, 8 ounces, 10 ounces, how much does your heart weigh?
It's about the size of a fist, and yes.
Yeah, and it pumps and pumps and pumps.
It is,
and
you don't amazing,
abuse
it.
Over the course of your lifetime, your heart will pump 48 million gallons of blood.
It's amazing.
Isn't it amazing? How can you abuse something like that? Don't. All right, we'll give a swell prize to these guys. Thank you. We'll continue with your calls on your questions for Dr. Ken, your doctor, on the weekend. 888-55.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Doug, yeah, we're waiting your calls. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Both of us asking 1-888-553-7536. I don't think there's many things in the world of medicine after 30 plus years of seeing patients I haven't seen at least one time. I'd love to help you get to the next step. I'm sure you, your spouse, your kids, your parents, your friends have a problem. You don't know what's causing it. You have a symptom or a sign. You don't know what's the cause. Or the doctors have recommended some solutions and you're not happy. You want to go to the world of traditional medicine, the world of alternative medicine that's evidence-based. I'll give you some other, maybe more gentler, kinder solutions to your problems. Won't embarrass you. There's no charge. There's no bill. There's no paperwork. What can be better? Just old-fashioned good medicine. Easy to talk to. Here's the phone number, toll free. We'll cover the charge for that. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. 1-888-553-7536.
Donna has called that number and she'd like to get a word with you, Ken. So Donna, go ahead. You're on now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Hi, Dr. Ken. I called you a few months ago with the problem my husband's having, the pain in the calf when he stands for an hour or so. A lot of walking causes pain, and then his feet go numb. And we went through all the specialists, checked hearts, veins, vessels, everything, and you told us to go to a neurologist. Well, we went to the neurologist. He tested him, but everybody did all their tests while he's laying down, not walking at all. Everything turned out fine, and he still has the pain. So what does he do now?
Sure, Donna. Thanks for calling. I'm sorry. He's lucky to have you. You're a persistent woman.
Doesn't sound like he's very lucky with his choice of doctors, however. I mean,
just review with me. Has he had ultrasound of the arteries in the legs?
Yes.
And they were fine?
They were fine. The only thing that they found that was messed up was his thyroid is off just a tick. And that's it. And the neurologist gave him pain pills for his legs and pills for his restless leg syndrome, and they don't work.
But, Donna, did the neurologist make a diagnosis, or were they just doing what we call shotgun medicine, you know, try one from column A, one from column B?
Yeah, that's what they were doing, diagnosis whatsoever.
So they were unsure of his diagnosis?
He said he didn't find nothing wrong with him.
Okay, so but he still treated him with pain medicine and restless leg syndrome, but he didn't diagnose restless leg syndrome?
No.
That doesn't compute. Does he have any lower back issues?
Yeah, every now and then he'll complain his back hurts, but they did an MRI and they did x-rays.
So they did an MRI of his lower back and that was fine?
Yep.
And did the neurologist do any testing, like nerve conduction tests?
Yeah, they put him through a whole bunch of tests.
And that was fine?
That was fine. Everything checked out.
When the ultrasound of the arteries of the legs, because this can be either a nerve problem, a muscle problem, or a circulation problem, when they did the ultrasound of the arteries of the legs, was it a good quality study? Is your husband a little bit bigger? You know, his height's a little short for his weight?
No, he's real skinny, and he's kind of short, so he's real, I don't know, they said, his cholesterol is fine. Everything's fine.
Is he a smoker?
Yes.
He is a smoker. Then what I would do is I would do some more testing of the circulation to the legs. You can do a walk on the treadmill. As you point out, he had the ultrasound of the arteries of the legs at rest. If he goes to a vascular surgeon, many of them, we do this in our office. We do an exercise walking test, a stress test of the legs and of the arteries in the legs, and sometimes that will pick it up. Sometimes the ultrasound is not that accurate, and you need to do a CT angiogram. And is it in both legs?
More in the left than the right,
but
he's right-handed.
It's in both legs, Donna?
Yeah, more
okay.
In one than the other, though.
But it's in both.
Yeah.
Okay, so the other area that he needs to have looked at is the lower abdominal aorta. I would, if this is occurring with activity and he's getting tightness in the calves and the thighs, what I would do next is what's called a CT angiogram of the abdominal aorta with bilateral extremity flow observation to the end of the toes. If you talk to either a vascular surgeon or a cardiologist, they'll know exactly what to do. It's called a CTA of the abdominal aorta with bilateral runoff. That's the jargon.
Nah, none of these doctors in Toledo, Bellevue, or anywhere will do a test on him while he's moving.
Okay.
They all make him lay down for hours and then test him.
Well, they could do that, but what even would be more precise is to do a CTA of the abdominal aorta with bilateral runoff. That would show the circulation in the lower abdominal aorta, which could be obstructed. You would not see that in an ultrasound of the legs, and I would want to make sure he doesn't have a blockage in the abdominal aorta.
Good luck trying all that stuff out.
As a smoker.
Take good care, Donna, and take good care of your husband. You're doing a good job there. 888-553-7536. We're at 21 before the hour, so I'm feeling adventurous today, Ken. Another question that relates to another part of our bodies that we are all concerned about, certainly after learning what we did about the heart, let's talk about the head. Do you know how many nerve cells the average brain has in it? Again, I'll give you this much of a hint. It's in the billions. Your brain has how many billion nerve cells? 888-553-7536. Just for the heck of it, something... It's putting things in perspective. One of the great things about Ken is he has so much information at his fingertips. And sometimes people, because we don't read as much as we used to, we rely on video and our smartphones, and we go and WebMD, you go online and stuff. Oh, that's good. But sometimes you have to bring it back around to you and personalize it. And that's why Ken is so good, because he can ask the right questions. But sometimes people just don't even understand Ken. They don't remember what they learned when they were in botany or biology or chemistry when they were in high school. So this is a way of bringing you back around to understanding how complex. We were talking about this an hour or so ago. How wonderful the body is, when somebody was asking about their appendix and is it necessary, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I went around because maybe it's Easter and Passover weekend. I'm getting a little philosophical about our origins. I just think that the body is a wonderful thing, that it's probably not by accident you have anything in it, because I don't think there are any accidents. So let's focus on, we've gone from your heart, learn a little about that, your brain. just so that you, this is sort of the awe.
And just think big, because the number's amazing.
It is amazing. It really is. 8 pounds your head weighs. What about what's in there? How many billions of nerve cells are there in your brain? 888-553-7536. We've been talking about Cardiol and how some of you who have listened to this program have benefited from taking it. Thank you for your input. Happy to take it. If you're interested in this, the natural ingredients in Cardiol, Ken has deemed this a great way for you to deal with both high cholesterol and triglycerides, which is basically when you see people in your clinic, this is the number one thing. And it seems so simple. Why wouldn't people keep this on the top of their mind? You would wonder that, right?
Exactly. This high cholesterol, it's a very serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And I'm always looking, Doug, for the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. And this all-natural approach from Italy, it might be right for a lot of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels, and they also help lower the bad fats, triglycerides that are in the blood. And users report excellent results in just 60 days. It's safe and FDA registered.
All right, so here's how you get this. This sort of follow-up on our conversation earlier today, which you can download, by the way. If you go to either Dr. Ken Show or to DougStefan.com, you can download the conversation that we had with the gentleman who is responsible for bringing this into the country, a company called Solana Health and Dave McMahon. They brought Cardiol in for you to use, and they're offering a free 60-day trial so you can see for yourself. I know it's helped me. It's helped people that listen to this program. It'll help you. You pay shipping and handling, and that's it. A free, imagine, 60-day trial. You click on to Dr. Ken's free trial when you order online at solanahealth.com/Ken. That's SolanaHealth.com/Ken. Maybe easier for you. People have called in the last half hour or so to get the toll-free number. Here's what you dial up if you want to order it directly. 888-809-6424. You hear people calling and asking, okay, is this for me? Well, Ken thinks that if you're not onto something else, well, you wouldn't want to take it if you're on a statin drug. That's what you said to somebody a few minutes ago, I think, right?
Correct. This is ideal for the person who doesn't yet have a lot of plaquing in their coronaries, but they have high cholesterol levels, and they're looking for a little more gentler, natural way to get it down so you don't get the plaquing later in life and end up with a heart attack or a stroke, plaquing in the carotid.
So the number for that free 60-day trial, so you can find out for yourself how it works and how it helps you, again, it's 888-809-6424.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Did you know that all skins need hydration? Here's the refreshing news. It's Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's, and Moisture Surge Extended Thirst Relief is free with your purchase of $23.50 or more. Skin looks happier and healthier thanks to this 24-hour moisture drink. A spring palette for eyes, lips, and cheeks is yours, too. Choose pinks or nudes. In all, $60 worth of our best color and care is free with your Clinique purchase of $23.50 or more. Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, letting you know that 99% of the men have absolutely no chance with her. So what am I talking about? Sports Illustrated came out with their cover for the swimsuit magazine. And the same is going to hold true, by the way, for when women look at the cover of men's magazines. We say to ourselves, and I've heard commentators say this, 99% of the men have no chance with her. Or in the opposite case, 99% of the women have no chance with him. And you know, that's a very defeatist attitude to take, because you don't know that. You don't know that in life. You got to let somebody else make the decisions for you. You can't make them for themselves. You can't go into something with a negative attitude. The fact of the matter is, we all do that. We see something, it is a lofty goal, and we say, that's not for me. We need to change our minds. We need to really understand that anything anything that we want. That's true. Anything that we want, we can get, we can attain, we can aspire to. We have a 100% chance of getting what we want. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your daily high.
During the course of the program each week, we give you information on various products that we're asked to tell you about. And because of this discussion about testosterone and its decline, even when you're in your 30s, it goes down. It leads to stress and mood swings and a negative outlook on life, decreased sexual desire. So T-Gen, this product I was talking about a few minutes ago, Ken, the ingredients that significantly increase healthy testosterone levels. It's harder to keep up with the lifestyles that you had. Gets discouraging when you're your age, my age. We don't seem to move as fast, although I don't think I'm much different. You know, you when you check me out, you seem to think that I'm in a good place. I always ask you who you go to see, but you're in a good place as well. Anti-aging things are all around, as we do want to live longer, and we are, many of us, much healthier. So if you want to reclaim your zest for life today by enhancing your testosterone number, this is the number to call for a risk-free trial, a supply of T-Gen. It's 800-909-7574. And when they combine this with exercise, the researchers say you gain muscle and you lose fat. How does that work? How does it, when you are exercising, you take testosterone, does that help muscle grow, make you stronger? What does testosterone in the body naturally or supplemented do when you're exercising?
Well, it just helps to build muscle.
Yeah.
And then muscle incinerates calories, and the calories break down the fat as the calories are used, because that's where the calories are stored.
Oh, all right. That makes sense. Okay, you want to start this? The again, this is a way for you to try this stuff risk-free, 800-909-7574. Our number here is 888-55-DRKEN. Myron is calling with an ask of Dr. Ken. Go ahead, sir. You're on with Ken Kronhaus. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, my wife, she's passed away, but before, I didn't get the call, didn't know about you before that, but she died of congestive heart failure. And she was 89 years old, and her mitral and aortic valves weren't opening up enough so that the liquids in her legs weren't being pumped up but to get rid of the liquid.
And so what's your question? What would you like to know from Ken?
I was just wondering if that procedure probably would have helped her.
Myron, at 89, she had a very long life, and the heart needs to be able to pump, and the exit doors of the heart, the aortic valve needs to open, and it sounds like that exit door was not opening adequately, and then you said the mitral valve, the second of four valves from the upper left to the lower left, wasn't opening adequately either. One of the breakthroughs we talked about this last week is for an 89-year-old woman, it's a little dicey often to have open-heart surgery, but there is now a catheter-available procedure where we don't have to do open-heart surgery, and especially for the aortic valve, it was just recently approved by the FDA. We can now do this through the catheter without having to do open-heart surgery. The mitral valve can be expanded by catheter. That has been done in the past. But to put an entire new aortic valve in through the catheter without having to open up the chest is an amazing breakthrough. It would have kept my father alive about 4 or 5 years ago.
All right. Hopefully that helps you, sir. 888-553-7536. Coming up, the answer to the question, how many nerve cells do you have in your brain? And Ken will talk a little about what it requires to keep your brain healthy, because there are a lot of toxins that impair some of the neurological processes during your life. So if you know how many nerve cells in the billions you have in your brain, you want to take a quick shot with us here at 888-55-DRKEN. 51 after the hour. Good day weekend. Good day health.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We thank all of the radio stations around the country that carry Dr. Ken every weekend. It's a good program. They know it. But it's still nice to say thanks. It's good.
We do thank you.
Yeah, we certainly do. 888-553-7536. You can also download this. You can listen to Ken. Matter of fact, when we're on live every weekend, there are more people listening online to our program. There's a service that Ken watches and monitors as to other medical shows that are on. We always are the first and most listened to. And if you don't get the whole program and you think you want to, you go to DougStefan.com, the listen box on the right-hand side there. Find the hour of the show and the day, and you can download that. Ken keeps archived all kinds of stuff at DrKenShow.com as well. Right, Ken?
I archive it. It's there. And you can listen on your smartphone and talk shows on Internet radio. We're the number one show there right now.
888-553-7536. Our question here is, how many billion nerve cells? Jackson, Appleton, Wisconsin. What do you think in your brain? Hi, Jack. What do you think in your brain is the number?
In my brain, I just got done with 12 overnights, so I think I killed a few last night. But I'm guessing about 500 billion.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. What did you say?
500 billion.
500 billion is a little high on the, that's a little bit, unless you got a big brain.
That's probably Albert Einstein.
Yeah, that's probably Albert Einstein. What do you think?
No, I'm not in that category.
All right, Jack, Ken's going to tell you how many nerve cells you probably have in your brain. Ken, what's the number?
He started out with probably about 100 billion. I don't know what he did last night, though.
Yeah. Your brain has about 100 billion nerve cells, and they require lots of energy, and the stuff you did last night won't do your brain a bit of good. Everybody who drinks and smokes and does things, pot and that kind of stuff, you kill those nerve cells. You're killing your brain when you do things like that. You abuse your body, and that's how people, in part, not always is it the reason for Alzheimer's and dementia and Parkinson's, but it sure as heck doesn't help. So
yeah, you want to stay mentally active, Doug. You want to socialize, get organized, and focus. You know, if you have some elderly parents, you realize how they're everywhere. Keep them focused on their thoughts, and that just helps to keep the brain. Eat a healthy diet, get some physical activity, that's so important. Get your other chronic conditions managed. All of these things will help you keep your brain functioning late into life.
Yeah, and that's what you want. You got to have get blood to it. This EECP fever that I went through that I recommend to everybody who's probably over the age of 60, would you say, Ken, you can get a hold of that somehow or other. Find one of these places around you. You really should take advantage of it. I think it's helped my brain as well. And I
no
think that's,
needles, no cutting, no added medicines. It stimulates the body to grow new blood cells.
Yeah, it's terrific.
New blood vessels.
Yep. All right, so Dave, you have a question for Dr. Ken. Help yourself. You're on the air. Hi.
How you doing?
Hi.
I was diagnosed a year and a half ago with Crohn's disease. Is there any cure for that?
Crohn's disease, it's an inflammatory bowel disease. It's just caused by excessive inflammation in the digestive tract. You know,
Not Crohn's. Prone's.
Prones? Oh, I thought you said Crohn's, and I thought that's what our producer thought you heard.
No, Prone's.
Spell that.
Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
You spell that? I want to understand what you're saying, because you confused me and the producer.
Well, we're not hearing you well, sir. You have a bad cell phone.
Okay.
Spell the word for us, please.
It's Prone's, P-R-O-M-O-N-S, I believe it's spelled.
P-R-O.
What they said is that I have cartilage that has grown in my penis and has made it back to the last.
Are you saying Peyronie's disease?
Yes, Peyronie's.
Okay. Yes.
Sorry.
All right.
Sorry.
I got 60 seconds. Let's wrap this up.
That's okay. Have you seen, it's a little hard for me in 60 seconds, but have you seen the urologist?
Yes.
And what do they recommend?
All they gave me was take a lot of vitamin E.
Okay. I would definitely go see another urologist, and I'll talk about this next week, okay, because we're running out of time.
Okay.
All right, so listen in next week as we get started, 6 Eastern time, Saturday, and then elsewhere around the country, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. By the way, I was looking at something, there's a film out, DVD about Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and that sort of thing. The trigger is mercury, oftentimes, mercury poisoning. You got to stay away from those metals and get them cleaned out of your system. That's the story. Another great week of info here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, thanks you. I thank you. 59. 59-
What is the